This week is National Nurses Week. It is always around Florence Nightingale's birthday, which is May 12th, and it's a week to celebrate the profession of nursing. ONA's theme this year is Our Calling, Care, Compassion, and Comfort, as well, because this is Florence Nightingale's 200th birthday tomorrow. The World Health Organization has also deemed 2020 the year of the nurse and the midwife. And we just wanted to make sure that the public knew that it was Nurses Week. And we know that we've already been getting lots of recognition as frontline workers because of COVID-19. But we just wanted to make sure that everybody recognizes all of our hardworking nurses out there, the nurses that work at the health unit. We have paramed home care nurses. We have our local health integrated nurses working from home because of COVID-19. All of our hardworking nurses at Princess Court protecting our long-term care patients and vulnerable patients, as well as our nurse practitioners and clinics that work over at all of our family practice clinics and our family health team. So because of COVID-19 this year, this is usually a week of celebrations. We do all kinds of events. We usually have lots of get-togethers. And, of course, because of COVID-19, there will be no mass gatherings this year. And so in speaking with Angie, who is the bargaining unit president up at the Dryden Regional Health Center, they know that there are a lot of people out there that are, in difficult times. And in a way, they decided to, rather than celebrate them, that they are going to give back instead.
Talk about some of the things that you do at your job.
Well, this for me is a new role. I actually, Angie and I were previously colleagues, both working in the emergency department at the Dryden Regional Health Center. I took over this position in January of this year. And what I do as a regional vice president for the board of directors is ensure that all the nurses and allied health professionals that are in my region, which stretches from Kenora to Sudbury and all the way up to the north, to make sure that they have a voice at the provincial table and that I take care of all of their concerns and needs and what is going on in their workplaces. Normally during Nurses Week, I would be traveling and visiting with them and meeting them. But again, because of COVID-19, I am at home and hoping to give them recognition in other ways. We've been doing lots of social media on the Ontario Nurses Association website to make sure that they know that they are appreciated for all the work that they do.
And are there any common misconceptions about nursing?
I think for the most part, Rayson, we are a profession that is very recognized and actually very well thought of. And I think in the light of everything that's, again, happened in the wake of this pandemic, I think that that's just been brought more to the light. We actually can't thank the public enough for all of their support on the daily. You know, they're sending out love and messages. I know the girls at the hospital have been getting lots of treats from local businesses. And I don't think there's any misconceptions in regards to that.
On a lighter note, what are some of the favorite parts of your job?
And I think the favorite part of my job is actually being a mentor and a leader. I have been involved in the union basically since I started my career and have done several jobs within it. And it was always my goal to become a member of the board of directors so that I could advocate and be a mentor and leader for all of the nurses out there. So I think being a mentor and leader is probably my favorite part of this job.
So how did you originally get into nursing?
I was always interested in medicine. I actually initially was thinking about being a doctor, and I knew that nursing would be a stepping stone to that profession. But once I actually finished my my schooling and started doing the job, I actually just loved it so much that I did not want to move up to being a doctor. I was quite content where I was being a registered nurse.
Let's say somebody interested in going into nursing is listening right now. What would you say to that person?
It is absolutely rewarding, but it is something that you actually have to have a love of and a compassion for. Just like our slogan says, it is a calling. It's not something you can do because you think it's well paid. You miss a lot of birthdays and Christmases and family time, and shift work is really hard on a person. And so you truly have to, if you're going to go into it, you truly have to have a love for it and want to look after people.
Well, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, other than just, like I said, I just want the public to know that we really do appreciate all the support that they've been giving us as frontline workers, and to please keep up with all they're doing to make sure that, we stay safe and that the community stays safe. And to listen to all the guidelines that are put out there, like all the signs have been saying, we're going to work so you can stay home. And that's just all we ask of the public, is that they keep doing all that they're doing to keep our community safe.